Greetings. I'm Key Lunyasha, and I'm here with in the studio.
Okay, I'm going to try to get that back up to the portion we were already listening to here. But this is an interview that was pre-prepared by Key Lunyasha, who is a good friend of KPOO Community Radio and of and longtime Panther activist in the San Francisco Bay Area community. And having this conversation here with Robert Bryan, who is Mumia Abu-Jamal's lead defense attorney. And just want to get you back to the portion we were already listening to here.
Much longer than months, the defense tried to subpoena to get this cop into court to testify because they had the report, and he exonerated that part of that aspect of it. And the prosecution says, oh gosh, you know, we can't find him, he's on vacation, he's away, and of course the appointed attorney who represented Mumia at trial did no pretrial investigation. The case was not prepared, and he did
Anthony
not,
Jackson, I believe.
Right, Anthony, mm-hmm. and who's since been disbarred. And he did not subpoena this cop, and he waited till virtually the time when he needed him and said, well, I have a witness I need. And the question was, well, why did you not subpoena him months ago? You knew we were going to trial.
And so virtually his original defense was completely incompetent.
It was legally what we say in the words of the Sixth Amendment, it was ineffective assistance of counsel. But to be more blunt, as you just were, the defense was absolutely incompetent. I mean, it was, and what's interesting is that the defense was so poorly prepared that Mumia early on decided that he would rather represent himself. You know, he could not do any worse since his attorney wasn't doing anything. And he actually, there's a case, the Ferretta case, right on point, that held many years ago that one does have a right to represent oneself. The judge let him represent himself a little bit and then took the right away.
Right.
And what's really shocking, and in 30 years of specializing in death penalty litigation, I've never had a case in which a client was tried in absentia. I mean, that's not legal in this country.
Right.
But it happened in Mumia's case.
They banished him from the courtroom.
Exactly. And not only banished, but he could not even hear or monitor what was going on in his own trial. I mean, he could have been on the other side of the globe. I mean, it would have because he couldn't
follow the
Exactly. And they would remove him for a day or a few days, and then bring him back, and then they'd send him back out. The only thing Mumia did that was, quote, wrong was he would stand up with his, and you know him well, he's very.